We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positively getting through a Valentine's weekend. Let's see, we got Friday the 13th, Valentine's weekend, and when we all wake up from this nightmare, we've been playing baseball next week. Spring training time, we'll have free agency ahead. Luke will keep you abreast of everything going on the WNST Tech Service, all brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. We have great sponsors around here. We have new sponsors around here. We have old sponsors around here. And this guy doesn't even wait for like tax season. He's here all the time to help you out with financial advice, some creativity, legal creativity as well. We welcome Leonard Raskin back on, our defending champion of all things money and the American dream, and Raskin Global, of course. And, are you dreaming baseball at all yet? I mean, like the football thing goes nighty night, like right now for a minute or three, like it does in the summer, where
Right,
nothing
right.
weird's gonna happen for at least a little bit. And the baseball thing, I mean, $18.5 million on a pitcher
For
Valentine's week in one season.
a pitcher that's not young, that's not a stud, he's just a guy.
But I know math, and you know math better than
Yep.
me, and here's
Yeah,
what it is. You had
well,
$150 million payroll become
right.
$170 million payroll. I said to Luke, they added 12% to the books to for a
Right.
number three starter,
Right.
kind of, sort of, right?
They gotta have it. Look, they gotta have it. But before, real quick, before we leave football, the Super Bowl, because we haven't spoken, I don't think,
No,
since
we
the
have
Super
not.
Bowl. Seahawks put on a clinic on defense. They played an amazing game, looked like the old Ravens of old. And just to share, I've been in some business meetings this week, and I've had some fun with some Steeler fans. I just want to wrap that conversation. A lot of them that I'm talking to are not happy with their choice of a head coach, nor his choice of assistant coaches. So that said, it'll be fun to watch.
He's won a lot more games than they have. Mike
Well,
McDonald.
you're
Or Mike
there's
McCarthy. Excuse me. I got McCarthy's and
Mike
McDonald's.
McCarthy.
Well, they
No,
both
you're
have won
absolutely
Super
right,
Bowls. Yeah.
but it'll be fun to see. And kudos, since I haven't had a chance to say it on the air, to Mr. McDonald. Did a heck of a job. Stood in there 2 years in, and I think one of the things that struck my brain in the I think it was the post game ESPN I picked up on, they said this is a guy who just won a Super Bowl that nobody knows who he is.
If he sat next to you on a plane, you would not
You
know who he is.
wouldn't have a clue. He might probably not. I was gonna say he might be able to walk down the street in Seattle and people not know who
Well,
he is,
I've
but.
had one conversation in my life with Mike McDonald. It was that infamous night 2 years ago when he first took the job, when Angelos died, and Luke and I were in Florida doing the Oriole thing, and the NFL owners' meetings were there. Luke went to the meetings. They locked me out, but that doesn't lock me out of the bar or out of
Of
the
course
hotel,
not.
right?
Right.
So we were in the hotel that I had been in five different times for NFL owners' meeting.
Sure,
And
sure.
I knew the lay. It's in Orlando. It's right on the John
Right,
Paul
right.
Young
Yeah,
Freeway, and it's
easy. Sure.
the Ritz-Carlton big thing. It's two
Yep,
hotels
yep.
connected.
Beautiful.
So yeah, and it's got a breezeway that, like
Beautiful
all. It's a
place.
beautiful place, right? Stunning.
Yep.
It looks like it's sort of out of a European cliff and parked on a freeway in the middle of Orlando. So we went to this thing, and there's a big bar that I've been at a million times. And here's the cool part. Luke and I are hanging. It's 11 o'clock at night because I saw Jim Harbaugh that night. I saw John Harbaugh that night.
Yep,
I saw Eric DeCosta and Steve Bisciotti, who was having a glass of wine. And it's the night they blew me off. But about an hour before that happened, we went into the bar, and there's all of these people. Troy Aikman was there. Antonio Pierce. I'm giving names here. Sean Payton. There were a lot of coaches, a lot of famous people, all head coaches and general manager types and owners. Mr. Big's there. Jerry Jones is there. Robert Kraft is there. Like
Sure.
Spanos is there. Jerry Jones's kid. I remember seeing him come in with a really nice a bottle of Cabernet. So McDonald's at the bar, and I'm with Luke. And like, I know a lot more people than Luke because I've been doing this a lot
Right,
longer in that set of people. And
sure.
we walked in, and Mike McDonald's my size. He's five
Yeah,
something. He's
yeah.
not a big guy. And Amidst this sea of expensive drinks and gold this and glass that and marble
Right.
this and famous Troy Aikman 6'5" looking like he can still play, right?
Yep.
Luke sees Mike McDonald through the crowd
Yep.
and they light up.
Right.
I know you. Mike McDonald didn't know anybody either. You know,
You're
like
right,
literally,
right.
right? And Luke and Mike are like, hey. And next thing you know, we're at the bar drinking, talking about doing a radio show in Seattle with Mike McDonald. And that's how anonymous he was, that in the whole
Absolutely.
room of people,
Nobody knew him.
Luke was the only one who knew him, and he only knew Luke
Yeah.
because of Baltimore, you know, because he
All the
really hasn't
people.
been anywhere else.
Right,
He hasn't
right.
been in other coaching trees. He hasn't been
Nope.
trying to get a job with anybody
Nope.
else because he's
Made
worked
him
for
an
John and
offer and
Jim. He's
he.
never needed a job. He's never had
And
to
there he is,
hire
right.
coaches or like, so
He
he's a
was, they say
really
he was
unique
thinking
cat,
about
you know?
quitting. He wasn't going to stick in the sport. You know, he was going to be done. Good for him. Got a Gatorade bath, wins a Super Bowl, gets a ring, says all the right things, and then what? 10 minutes later, loses his offensive coordinator to the Raiders.
Well, I mean, that's the way it always is. You know, Bill
Right, of
could always
course.
say, I'm not going to let him bring a truck here and back all my coaches into it at the end of the year.
But they did,
But they
and they
do.
did, and they do. And
Well,
that's good for them. So good for him. So that's
Jesse Minter should
football.
be so lucky as that, you know, Anthony
Right, a couple
Weaver
years,
leads them to some place that
2
gets him a
years,
job or right.
right, 2 years. We're in the Super Bowl, winning
The
the
other
Super
kid's
Bowl.
29. Let him turn 30 before you make him a head coach. Declan
Right.
Doyle.
There you go. There you go. But in the meantime, football's over. As I look out my trusty window, I still see many inches of snow and ice on the ground. We haven't had a warm day yet. However, I am getting ready to, well, first, before I'm going all in on baseball, getting ready for a little Olympic hockey.
I hear Kenny
That's
Albert on
what's
the
coming.
call. My wife was watching
That's what's coming.
Slovakia and Finland the other day. Like literally.
Yep.
Hey, and she's like,
Yep.
it's the third period. I'm not going anywhere. 'Cause you know
There you go.
my wife
Right.
loves two things, hockey and the Olympics.
It's
So it doesn't
put it
matter,
together.
luge,
The
long
U.S.
jump.
women, U.S. women straight up won every game, beat the Canadians 5-0. Kind of stunning. But as we speak, the men are taking the ice in their first round game. The Canadian men have taken the ice in their first round game. I think it's interesting. The world, the not the world, the hockey world. Let's rephrase that. The hockey world is stunned at the pairing on the Canadian team of Tom Wilson on the top line for the Canadian Olympic team.
Well, they want to throw little
It's
elbows, what they want to do. They want to play rough. They want to play rugged a
they want to
game, right?
protect. They want to protect in the game because they know the U.S. is coming, and the game's going to get rugged out there.
Well, my wife saw Slovakia and Finland shoving each other around. I'm like,
Yeah.
Finland hadn't been in a fight since the Vikings, man.
Right. Come
Like,
on.
stop.
Come
Like,
on.
they're a
Who
finesse
are they
team. They
kidding?
don't want to
Right.
fight.
Who are they kidding?
I know. The
But
Letter Asking is
it's
here.
good
But have you
stuff.
lost your wife to the Olympics yet or no?
No, she's that's not a thing.
Oh, okay. I thought
Not a
maybe
thing.
the ice skating and the
Yeah, a little here and
storytelling, all
there.
of that,
No, a
you
little
know.
here and there, but not as big a
My wife's
thing.
got the Peacock app, and I've been, well, you know,
Oh, we
and
got it all.
I have the world's biggest crush on Lindsay Zarniak, so she's on all day long now. Catherine Tappan, like it's
Yep.
all, I'm all
Yep.
peacocked out around here, you know.
There you go. There you go. Well, I've enjoyed the I always enjoy the speed skating. You know, I played hockey as a little kid. I loved skating. I loved the speed skating and the what is it? The gals from the Netherlands and the guys Norway, the Norway guys, but the US kid came through and put an Olympic record up and won a
I've had
gold medal.
Apollo Ohno on the show. I've had a few Olympic
There you
speed
go.
skaters
There you
on. You know,
go.
I had
I
Bonnie
mean, you got to
Blair on the
think
show.
back. You got to think back for us. I'm trying to remember the year. You probably know it. But remember when Eric Heiden
That's
tanked?
84, 88,
Yeah, it was in
92,
the
that range.
80s
Yeah.
when he tanked and just, oh, the whole world
Was
was
that
like,
Calgary, maybe?
oh.
Maybe that might have been
It was
Calgary.
just,
Yeah.
it was such a sad thing. And then he came back in the next Olympics and kicked ass. I mean,
You know,
that
I
was
was
beautiful.
talking the other day with Steve Gorman from the Black Crows and from
Yep.
Howl about the 72 Munich Olympics because we're the same
Oh,
age, right? So, like, that
yes.
was like the first tragedy of television and
Right,
Watergate and
right.
like when you're a kid tuning
Jim
in and
McKay,
seeing
Jim
things and
McKay
not understanding it when
crying,
you're a little boy.
Jim
So,
McKay
like, the
screaming
Olympic
and
things,
crying.
even like Nadia Comaneci and Peggy
Yeah,
Fleming and Mark Spitz
absolutely.
and Bruce
Absolutely.
Jenner, and just all of that 70s. And Mary
Yeah,
Lou Retton, you
yeah.
know how I feel about Mary Lou. We've talked about this.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, it's
And
Olympic
then,
time, you know.
right, and so we're watching. I'm gonna enjoy some men's Olympic hockey. I'm watching the women's Olympic hockey. And like I said, I love the speed skating. I'm not a figure skating guy much. I'd like to see the US win because, for a couple of weeks we can all just be Americans.
All right, so
And
I'm going to go on your side of the political fence here and make an argument with you just to make one. But my wife and I have this household argument that happens every
yeah,
time
go
the
ahead.
Olympics happens, okay?
Sure,
And
sure,
this is
sure.
totally going to make me a jerk on the radio, and it's
No, go for it.
fine. It's fine. I say to my wife, and this is
Yes.
really how I feel. This is not shtick. This
Yes.
is I've been saying this forever.
Yeah.
If the sport is judged,
Yes.
it's not a sport.
Well, that's,
And like I get into this fight with her because I
I'm with you.
literally I send her a purgative text personally from office. We work in the same place, but like I don't
Yeah.
bother her. She can't come
Right,
to
right,
bother
right, right.
me. So I
Right.
text her and I literally text her a screenshot. And this is the
Yep.
headline, all right, Leonard?
Yep.
Olympic judge who cost Madison Chalk and Evan Bates gold has
Yeah.
history of questionable scores. And the subhead is there's some serious funny business going on. It's an SB Nation headline. So it's
Yeah.
bloggy and it's
Yeah,
very,
yeah,
but I said to my
yeah.
wife, literally screenshot that.
Everybody except the judges thought they won.
I screenshot it. And I sent it
Right.
to my wife and I said, and you can fight with me. And
No,
if you're in
go.
the internet, fight with me. If you're Leonard's fan, I
Yeah.
wrote to her, not a sport, exclamation
Right,
point,
right.
always the same old ish spelled a little differently.
Right.
And so I sent that to her. And to me, we're 4 days into the
Well,
Olympics.
let's
And
go
I
this
know
way.
there's going to be a headline about
Yes.
judges screwing somebody
Yeah, let's
in
go
the
this way
Olympics.
instead.
And that's been going, it's not even an inside
Forever.
joke. It's
Forever.
been like, it is
But
the
here's the
Olympics.
thing.
It's the corruption of the Olympics. And it's the corruption of anything. It isn't with a stopwatch or a friggin' put the ball in the back of the net or put the puck in the back of the goal.
I would say it like this. I don't so maybe we're semantics here. I would not say it's not a sport. But I would say you're an idiot if you spend your entire life for 3 minutes and rely on somebody else to tell you if you produced the favorable result.
Greg Louganis jumps off the thing and he's doing a triple Lindy, and they're like 10, 9, 8. I'm like, okay, I know you're a scientist and all this, but I also know
Right.
it's bullshit. There's
Right.
like fights that go 15 rounds, and we're going to point that
Yeah.
to 10 round, 10, 9, 9, 8,
Right.
the
Yes.
10 point system with Fernie the fight
Yes.
doc. Let me
You
check your
should
gloves, Leonard.
play. You
Yeah,
should
like.
play till the man is knocked out cold.
What? Listen, I have no problem with it being the Olympics. I have no problem my wife likes it. I have no problem that the girls and boys do it. I have no problem that they even
That's
stick
my
needles
point.
in themselves to cheat,
And
although I do. I always have a problem with
you could
cheaters.
call it a sport. I wouldn't say
It's
it's
not a
not a
sport.
sport. I wouldn't say it's not a sport. Well, maybe it's performance art. We should change it to that.
It's a competition. It's a
That's
judged,
exactly right.
it's a
Right.
recital. It's a
That's
dance recital.
exactly
It's
right.
it
Because if you
literally is a
clear
dance recital when you skate.
That high bar with a pole vault, you
There's
click over
a
that bar,
measurement. There's a measurement.
nobody
Right.
judges how you went over the bar.
Thank you.
You
That
went over the bar
that's
or you
sport.
didn't go over the bar.
Did you
I
run the
agree.
fastest? That's a sport.
That's right. That's my point about the speed skating. You were the
If
fastest.
somebody's
You weren't
holding
the
up a card
prettiest.
telling me how I did, it's not a sport.
It ain't it.
I'm just saying. I call it what I put in the Olympic. I'm
I
not
got it.
cheating it.
I'm
I'm just
with you.
saying. I've
I'm
done
with you.
sports for a living for 35 years, and it's not like
Yep.
Pete Alonso looked really good at that at bat.
Right.
No, he
Struck
either
out.
hit it or he didn't hit it.
Exactly.
They either won
Measurable
or they didn't
results.
win.
Measurable
She's like, well,
results.
the referees and the umpires, and I'm like, it doesn't count. That's not part of my argument.
No, that's
All
not
right.
how the
So
score,
now
how the
you
score
see
goes.
how this has gone with
Yeah,
me and my
no,
wife
my
for
my
25 years about
so
Olympic
Kathy
judging.
thinks Kathy dis would disagree with you that it's a sport, but what she would say is it's fixed.
Oh, well,
She
you say
would
that about the
say,
NFL, so, right? I mean,
well, she does. No, I don't.
no, you
She
don't.
does.
Okay.
No,
Well,
she believes the referees in the NFL are corrupt. She believes that the judging in the Olympics is anti-American now more than ever. I don't know if it's now more than ever. I think it's just always.
since
And I think
92% of the audience here are Ravens fans, they think it's fixed, and the Ravens are always the ones getting screwed, right?
Right.
That's what most NFL fans think. It's
But if you
Fitz
went
and they're
around the
screwing my
country,
team. Yes.
wouldn't that be the way everybody feels?
Correct.
So I was at a conference once, and the guy, one of the guys leading the conference, was in charge of catering. He was in charge of food service at a senior center, and he said people were always complaining about the food. They were always complaining about the vegetables. They were always complaining about at dinner, the vegetables. So he got 10 of them. He said, put them in a room, all 10 of them. The 10 people did a little survey with them. And he said, what'd you think of these vegetables? And he said, five of them thought they were undercooked. Five of them thought they were overcooked. He said, none of you complain about the food ever again. So there
Ha
you go.
Okay.
Everybody thinks the game's rigged. And everybody thinks it's rigged against them, which means it's either not rigged or it's perfectly rigged, and we're all just idiots
They
in the
all
game.
think I suck, and then they put lock and four on, and they come back and they're like, oh, you guys are saying the same thing. Maybe we're not wrong. Maybe we're not wrong.
Right.
Leonard
That's right.
Raskin is here. Maybe we're the
That's
judges of
right.
this. I hold my card up for
There
you, Sashi Brown and Mark
you
Fine.
go.
Mark
There you
Fine.
go.
Mark Fine. 0.0. Katie Griggs, 0.1, because you smiled at me once. Leonard Raskin is here. We're
I had a
baseball season,
Dean.
man. We got to do baseball.
I have a no a Dean Blue Talk. No, not Dean Blue Talk. Dean Wormer. I know
Dean
Dean
Wormer. You
Wormer.
mean Plutar John Plutarski?
Mr. Blue Tarski.
Yes.
0.0.
Fat, drunk, and
See,
stupid's no way to go through life. Yeah.
that was a sport. That was a sport, and he was judged by perfect grades and
Well, of course.
perfect average.
Where are you on the Orioles, man? Are you buying tickets yet?
No.
All right.
No, I'm not going
So,
to opening day. I haven't gone to opening day since I was much younger because I don't want to sit out in the cold on opening day. And sometimes it's a magnificent, beautiful, perfect day and I missed it. I'll survive. I will go in the summer. I will absolutely go to a number of games. And I hate to say it, but on baseball, I have become a fair weather fan. If they're winning, I'll go more. I'm not going for giveaway nights. I'm going to watch team play ball on a nice summer Friday evening or a spring Sunday afternoon. I like that. A fall Sunday afternoon. I'll do that. And until I can't get a ticket, I'll just get tickets when I want to go. And when I can't get tickets, I'll worry about it. But that hasn't happened in a long time.
you know, I love Buddhism and I love Buddhist monks, and the Buddhist monks came through
Sure.
with a Loki literally a few hours ago as we record this, and I didn't go because it was 29 degrees.
There you
So,
go.
you know, I mean, had they come through on a 64 degree day in Annapolis, I probably would have put a
Right.
jacket on. Not probably.
There you
I
go.
definitely, I didn't
Yeah.
go because of the weather. Opening day, I've got it on March 26th. I
It's
have
getting
written on the
earlier.
record to my dear friend Dave Shinen, formerly of the Washington Post, because everybody's formerly of the Washington Post.
They're all
I said,
gone.
Twinkies are coming in on a 42 degree cloudy day, looking to disappoint Kyle Bradish and the Alon. So I have the over under at 42 degrees on March the
Oh, there you go.
26th. I mean,
There
I
you
haven't
go.
even done like what is the median temperature on March
Right.
20. I probably could do that in my AI quiz.
So the league is starting earlier and still going longer.
Nah, they kind of knock it off at the end of September because they got so much October they got to get in, you know?
Right, but I'm
Really.
just saying, it's long. And now we've got now what I do like, I like the World Baseball Classic. I like that. The international
Well, Venezuela's
competition.
playing, so you know I like it, you know?
And last time the end of the game, the big game winning game was the Japanese US, right? And
Yeah, well,
Shohei struck out help me, Angels in the outfield. Wasn't that
Trout.
didn't is that what happened?
Well,
Shohei struck out Trout. It
I
was
don't
like
watch it as much, and I remember
a big out.
the
It was
Adam
a big
Jones
out.
catch with the Machado
Yeah.
thing. That was a
Yeah,
big one.
yeah. Yeah, so I like the Ryder Cup. I like international competition with teams. It's good stuff.
By the way, average daily temperature on March 26 in Baltimore, Maryland, approximately 44 to 46
Well, there
degrees.
you go.
So
So you got
that's
the
there's your over. I
you
put the
took
over
the
under
over.
40. I took the under. I took 42.
You took the under 42.
No, 42 is the under. If it's 40, if the average
No, I'm saying
is
if you were
44 to
betting,
46,
what
I
would
bet
you
the under.
take?
I took
You
42. I
take the
bet the
under.
under. Yeah,
Right,
I'll take the
okay.
under 44 to 46.
Okay, there you go.
44, 45, 46 is a push. Anything over is a
Right.
win. Anything under is a down. And keeping in mind that, if it's 45 at game time, it probably was
Right.
36 when you went out in the morning to have a beer at 10
Just too
o'clock,
darn early. Too darn early for me to go to a game. No reason. I used to be a lot younger, and I used to go out when I go to
Well, I know.
opening
Listen,
day.
Leonard, tell me what
Not
you do.
anymore.
You manage money for people, right?
Yes,
Try
we
to get
do.
them
Yes,
rich.
we
So
do.
when they get rich,
Well,
I just got this
yeah.
in from a buddy of mine because I let him know about my press application with the
Oh,
Orioles
there you
this
go.
week. So
There you go.
he says it's $38,000 for one seat in the premium club, which he called a glorified doctor's office lobby, which was less than ideal. He thought he's a salesman. He thought that that
Right.
was less than ideal as a product. So as a product, can I literally ask you? I mean, I don't want to. You go to some of these events that they lock me out of on
Yeah,
golf
sure.
courses, and it's $100 for lunch, and their CEO this and all of that. So you could say
Yep.
hello to Doug and all those guys for me. But that's where they're shopping. Last month,
Right.
I met Katie Griggs. I think I told you this, right?
Yep.
Met Katie Griggs. I
Absolutely.
met Mark Fine. I met Don Rovac. I got out of bed. Mike Tisch, thank you. The
Yeah,
Connects
yeah,
Group,
yeah.
really good people. You know who they are.
Right.
They're up here
Yes.
in Hunt Valley. They came
Yep.
out and did a breakfast for 250 people. And they're trying to sell tickets. I mean, that's what
Right.
they're trying to. They have a
That's
table.
exactly.
They're
They
trying to
got to
sell
get people
tickets,
in.
right?
They
They're
got to get
giving
us
Mike
in.
5 or 10 grand to put up their thing, and they're going to try to sell tickets. $38,000 is the price for a season ticket. This is. They don't talk to me, so I am alleging, I guess, at this point,
Right.
but I'm getting it from
Right.
somebody on the inside.
Okay.
$38,000, that makes $76,000 for two seats in the premium
Right.
club, buck and a half if you want four. So you got
Wait, wait,
four
wait, wait,
for
wait.
every game, right?
38, 38,000.
Yeah, for a season
And we got
ticket.
how many games? 162.
162, yeah.
$234 a game.
Okay. 250 a game.
$234 a game. I mean, that's a Ravens price for 8 games, not 162. Who's buying these in Baltimore?
That's why I brought it up with you. You meet affluent people, you meet wealthy people, you
Yes.
meet people of means, you're on golf courses,
Yes.
you're with
Right.
charities, you
I'm
handle a
not, I
lot of
talk
money,
to
then you handle
anybody
poor
interested in
people like
that.
me. Like you talk, right? But what I'm saying, you've lived here your whole life. You've lived on the
Yeah.
west side of
Yeah.
town. I've lived on the east side of
Yes.
town. I live on the north side of town. I live downtown. I've been in baseball my whole life. My last name's
Right.
Aparicio. I've owned a sports entity that they don't recognize for 35 years. And all I do is talk to white people, black people, old people, Jewish people,
Yep.
Christian people, non-believers. I talk to people every. I talk to baseball fans. I've been talking to baseball fans here all of my life professionally for
Yeah,
40
sure.
plus years. All I've
Right.
done, I haven't met this person yet.
That's
You know what I
gonna
mean?
pay
A couple of
38 grand in
companies,
Baltimore.
a couple of businesses, fine, but they're
Well,
already buying
Ness.
club seats. They've already been buying club seats. If they go to games, they want to sit down on the field. Like all of that stuff, they've
And
cleared out the Henneman press box. The press
where is this
box.
new?
The
Okay,
Henneman,
that's
the
the
press
area
box.
behind home plate press box seats.
Luke
Well,
Jones
you
is
know what's
home seating.
interesting? I don't know anybody doing it. It's interesting because this year the Ravens came up with this whole new end zone box, field box
You can't
thing.
see the game from there, by the way, but
Well,
it's the worst seat in the stadium.
but B, I watched all year. I never saw more than three people in the section. It
I
was
know the
empty the
Ravens had
whole
a hard
time.
time selling it too.
It was empty.
Ravens have a
And I
hard
don't know
time
what they,
selling tickets when they're 50
but I'm
bucks.
saying I don't know what they were selling for, but it was empty. So the price point was not sufficient to attract
Dude,
interest. And so now you
these
got
rich
this
people
thing,
all get together down in Florida at these meetings,
and
and
they think they
Sashi
got
Brown comes
something.
in from Harvard, and
They think they got
they
something.
put something in a computer that says to them, the AI says that we have 2.4 million people, the median income, and then Dick
Right.
Cass would sit out there with tears in his eyes saying, we're not in the upper quartile of top 500, Fortune 500. The Black and Deckers and the Under Armours and there's only
Right.
so many of those titties you can drink from. There's only
That's
so many
right.
Constellation Energies
That's
and
exactly
so
right.
many
And they
Northrop
have a
Grumman's and the
box.
War
They
Machine in
have a box,
DC and
and the
all of
box
that.
holds however many people. Look,
I
it's
don't
pay
get
to
it. I
play.
don't get it.
It's pay to play. And here's the thing. You got to realize that they're in competition with everybody. I think one of the things that they think as owners is that their competition is down in D.C., the Nationals, or in Philly, the Phillies. But it's not. or the Yankees or Red Sox. It's not. I'll give you an example. You're talking about this meeting I was in. So I work with a marketing guy who spent 12 years in the executive team at Disney World, Walt Disney World. He always tells me it's Walt Disney World, not Disney World. Anyway, I don't know if you know this, if your listeners know this. To get into Disney World right now is almost $200 a day.
I went last year. It was 185
Okay,
bucks. Yeah.
right, $200 a day. Family of four, that's 800 bucks to walk in. You go for 3 days, 4 days, $3,000. You got to get there. You got to stay somewhere. You got to eat. And you got to buy every little thing that your little darling and dude want walking around the park. You're talking about a $10,000 week. If that's what you get away with. And that's their competition. Because if mom wants to take the kids to Disney World, dad wants to go to the Orioles, guess what? You're going to Disney World. You're not getting $38,000 for a press box seat for the season. And you know who else is their competition? Harley-Davidson's their competition. I don't see a lot of people, although you might, I guess you could, walking around with sleeves, tattoos
Yeah.
of the Orioles. But you see Harley-Davidson on there.
Katie
You see
Griggs,
Disney characters on there.
I've
And
paid to see Katie Griggs speak, and I've gone to see Katie Griggs speak, and I shook Katie Griggs's hand, and both times she has an elevator speech. It was pretty much the same speech. Her elevator speech is this. She looks at you with all the conviction of a Ivy League grad and says, "My competition is not the because they ask her about the Ravens, right?
No, not at
My
all.
competition is not the Ravens. My competition is not the Capitals or Maryland or any. My competition is your couch. That's
Well,
her line. That's her
that's
line.
true.
Her
That's
line
true.
is getting you off of your couch
It's
and
a good
coming to
game
my
on TV.
product. That is
It's a
her."
good game on TV with more and more technology. I can have a beautiful big screen TV on my patio in the spring, sit home, crack some crabs, watch the game for less than I can go to the game.
By the way,
And
Luke
she's
told
right.
me it's $99 for your son, who's over in where is he going now? Your kid? Where's he going?
He's not going anywhere right now.
He's
He's
home.
graduated. He's graduated from Trinity and waiting for PhD.
Oh,
Yeah, he's.
he can suck off of your mass and cable bill this summer. But if he when he
That's right.
goes somewhere else, it's $99 to have the games. Like Luke's mother
For
in
Masson.
Pennsylvania or anybody you know who doesn't have kids, it's $99 for the season. I thought that was really fairly priced and smart of them, but I also think like it is a decision, not so it's less than a dollar a game to have the games. I'll put it to you that way. That's great. I think their biggest problem is your son not having the games and not caring about the games. And when it comes time, he'll say, "I'm not buying it for 99." And then the season goes, and maybe you give them 20 bucks in July if you start to watch the games or whatever you're going to do. My thing with them is they've tourniqueted. When we were kids, they would put some of the games on regular TV with Brooks.
Yeah,
So we got into the
sure.
soap opera. You know what I mean? Vince McMahon put the wrestling on at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, so
He'd
people
get
would
us, he
watch.
bought an infomercial, right?
That's right.
I don't know where that entry point is for baseball when it's not ubiquitous, when the
I
game's
get it.
not just on in the bar. And we had, I told you about that Apple TV thing in Toronto last year where the team that was in the World Series, the games weren't on anywhere in the city because Apple
Crazy.
TV had the second game of the year when I was up in Toronto. I couldn't watch. I'm in Toronto and the game was 3 blocks away and I could pay 19 bucks and go down there if I wanted to, but I could not watch the game in Toronto that night. Crazy, crazy.
This is how they're doing it. They have figured out a model that makes them a lot of money, clearly, and they're saying if we get a few people to come and pick up that ticket, we win. Okay, great. Lots of businesses have made the decision to raise prices and drive away some people. That's part of marketing. You attract the people you want and you repel the people you don't.
Well, I was repelled
And
this week.
I oh well, That's a
Yeah,
whole
we'll take a break on
conversation.
that. Are you optimistic about them? I mean, just as a fan watching them, do you expect them to be good this year? Luke and I have been debating this, and
I'm
I
still
do expect
curious
it to be
about
a
the
relevant
pitching.
summer.
They better be. I mean, look, I think the last season was injury hell. They were hurt big time. So if they're healthy, they got to be better. And as always, they're fighting with the Yankees and the Red Sox, but you can't claim that fighting with the Yankees and Red Sox is an impediment to winning when Tampa wins or Toronto wins. So you can't say that.
Well, Toronto
They all
spent the
have
money
plenty of
there.
money,
Yeah.
but I'm saying they all have plenty of money, and guess what? So does Mr. David Rubenstein. Stein. Mr. Rubenstein has lots of money, and he says he's not afraid to spend it. He bought Pete Alonso. Pete loves Baltimore. I don't know if Pete has ever been to Baltimore, but from everything I hear, he loves it here, and he can't wait to win with these guys, and I hope they do. I would love to go to playoff baseball. I'd love to go to World Series baseball. I think it'd be fantastic. I'd figure out how to get a ticket if that happens, Ness.
Orioles are 14th right now in payroll, $200 million, active $175 million.
All right, let's go to
They
this
are
route.
14th, yes.
Let's go this route. Before the season, in what was August, I guess, the Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots were, was it 60-1 or 600-1?
I
It was
think
a lot.
the Patriots were way out.
Both of them were
Yeah.
about the same. I don't know if it was 60 or
And
600. I
Seattle
don't.
won 10 games last year. The Patriots won three or four, whatever that
Right,
was.
right.
Yeah.
But they were both long shots. So let's go to the experts. What does Vegas say are the odds for the Orioles to get
The
in and or
over-under
win?
last week, and this speaks to
Yes.
the soul of a former gambler who worked for me, who would fly to
Yes.
Vegas every weekend in the old days and walk up and down the strip and say,
Yep.
"What do you have the Orioles at? What do you have the Orioles at?" Well,
Right.
at the Harrah's, they have them at 86. Over at the MGM, they're 87. Over at the Park,
Right.
they're 89. So you
So
look
you
at it
get
and
the
say, "Are you
85.
betting the well? Are you betting the under or the over?"
Right,
Like,
right.
what do you and I
You
said,
make a bet.
if it's 85, I'm taking the over. If it's
So is that this
89,
year?
I'm thinking about it. And since they
So what
added
is
the
it?
pitcher, well, hang on.
Okay, go
Part of
ahead.
the nerd stats that
Yes.
baseball has, WAR, wins above replacement,
Yes.
that the new
Yes.
pitcher, there's a 2 wins above. He should literally add 2 wins to them. Like
Right?
from that's not $18.5 million should add 2 wins to
Absolutely.
them.
Right? Okay.
Legitimately, given
Sure,
his
stats
statistical prowess, right?
from
So
AWS.
I don't. I said to Luke at 85, 86, 87, I would have bet the over. I said to Luke the other day they'll win 91 games. That's what I think.
Okay. Okay.
And then they added the pitcher.
So now 93.
Well, I mean, I just think they're going to win 90 games. So I like
So
that's. I
what's the
think they're
Vegas
going to be a
say?
playoff team, is what I think.
Says the over under is 85. Is that what we're looking
Well,
at generally?
let me see right now what is the over under on Orioles this year. Let's see here what it
Yep.
is here. Over under wins 85.5 to make you laugh on the 5th of February. That's I don't have
Okay.
today's. So
Right.
85.5 was a number. 84.5 is another place. Yahoo had them at 84.5. So somewhere in there. I mean, go get your odds. All these places are going to
All
have
right,
different
here.
odds. That's part of the
Hang
gig.
on.
That's
Hang on.
part
I'm
of the
just doing the
juice and the
same
vig.
thing.
Go
Doing
ahead.
the same thing here.
You
The
gamble? You have a
odds,
gambling ad? I don't have a gambling
no,
app. No,
not at all.
I don't own one.
The odds for 2026 vary by sports book, but generally, the Orioles are between 22 and 25 to 1 to win the World
To win the
Series.
World Series. Okay.
22 to 25. So if you could get 25 to 1, and again, let's be very careful here. I am a financial advisor. I am not a bookie. I don't gamble. And I'm not advising anyone to do this.
Just put what they put on the bottom of the pool card. It's not an inducement to wager. That's what this is.
Right.
That's all
Or
it is.
not. This is not a recommendation
And
from an
1-800-GAMBLER, if
investment
you got a
advisor.
problem, I tell
There
everybody
you
to do
go.
that. Yeah.
But 25 to 1, if you put $100 if you had it on the Orioles,
You could buy the
right?
World Series tickets with the money.
That's if well, that's to win the World Series. You can't. It's too late.
Oh, right.
This was not to make the
Because
World
you could bet
Series.
the
This
money
was
and
to
lose in
win.
game five and you lost all the money.
There
And then you
you
got to
go.
buy your wife a couch or whatever.
Gotta furnish a living room, baby. Gotta furnish. Mama needs a new living room.
You still have that set 25 years later?
Absolutely.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
magnificent. It's beautiful.
What do you call it,
Yeah.
Trent or Ray?
I call it no boys
<There's>...
allowed. No boys allowed. We have a velvet rope across the entrance to the living room. I'm only allowed in to wind the grandfather clock. It's
You
the
could
only thing
call
I'm
it
allowed in there
Shannon and
for.
they'd think it's feminine.
That's
It's
right.
great.
I can't sit on the sofas or the big wing chairs. I don't play the piano. I have nothing to do with that room.
House rules is what I'm understanding.
House rules. There's a red rope, a purple rope, a purple
Right,
velvet rope.
so the over/under is way better a bet for me than thinking they're going to win the World Series. So give me the $100 to win $100. Am I going to win the
It's
bet or
but that's
lose the
only a
bet?
two to
I think
one,
over.
right?
Yeah, I think
That's only a
120.
two to
Bet
one.
120 to get 100. You got to give them the vig.
Right. So you got a shot at making some money if they win the World Series. $10 gets you
All
250.
right. Well, I'm not betting on them to win the World Series.
Me neither.
At 25 to
Nor.
1, I think about it. It's not a bad bet.
Right. But it's not as long. My point is not as long as New England was. Not as long as Seattle was. And
Well,
yet.
they're I perceive them to be have a better chance of winning the World Series than I would have perceived the Patriots to win.
To get into the Super Bowl.
Right. Or to win it.
Right.
They didn't.
Everything went right. Everything went right until it
Imagine
didn't.
if you had the Patriots at 91 to 1 and they're in the Super Bowl
Right.
and then they show up and can't play the way they couldn't play.
Right. Crazy.
All right,
Crazy.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is
There
Raskin
we
Global.
go.
Tell me what you do with money. I know you've had a rough
Everything.
week around here, so
Yeah, it's all
fill it
right.
out.
We
Fill me out.
the first thing and most important thing is we make sure people protect it. The second thing and biggest for long-term success is teaching you how to save it. And then we talk about how to invest it. We have plans, strategy, logic, history, Nobel Prize winning research on our side, how to grow wealth, and then ultimately, someday, none of us are here anymore, how to transfer that wealth to those you care about so they can live on and your legacy can be all the things you ever hoped for and some money behind to help out making it happen.
Well, you look, if you're looking to save your money, here's the Nestor. We had Nobel Peace Prize. Who else is, advises you? Buffett, what all these guys that advise you?
I listen.
Here's the Nestor
Buffett, go
advice.
ahead.
Don't bet
Yes.
on the Orioles to win the World Series. You would have lost
There you
43
go.
years in a row. Okay?
There you go.
Is that good?
It's a long bad streak, but you know what? If you spin that roulette wheel every time and you bet red, the 44th time it might just happen.
I'm not betting against them this year. I'm just not betting on them.
I get
And
it.
if you made
I
me
get
make
it.
a bet at 85 and a half, I would bet the over.
Right. And if you had the choice to take the Orioles or the field, you take the field.
All day long, yes.
All day long.
Because the field has
Exactly.
won 43 years in a row.
That's right. It never fails.
I am
Never
Nestor.
fails.
We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking, not gambling, just.
No.
Never an inducement to wager here. You know that. Just it's for information purposes only. Stay with us, Baltimore Positive.